Blog Talk Radio.
Translate into feelings that express belief systems at the conscious and subconscious level. And what we speak is what we attract towards us.
We really aren't using our minds for the most positive results in our life.
Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make today?
Well, it's having to tie in with what the lady was just saying as far as the way the children are raised and the environment that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm in a recovery program now, and it teaches us that we have a philosophy here that we are all moral potential and we are not victims of circumstance. And I believe that everybody has the will to change. You can't blame the way you were raised for things you do in life. You have to be able to decide right from wrong at one point in time.
You are listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Shirley, also known as Toughway. Toughway means to appreciate God and to glorify God. Let's glorify God today on this episode of In the Spirit.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning into the show today. It's so good to be back on the air live. It's been a lot going on the last couple of weeks, but I'm grateful for all the experiences that I've been having, the good and the bad as well. Couple of announcements today before we start the segment. First of all, in order for us to make this broadcast as meaningful as possible, we have decided that when we return in 2010, In the Spirit will now broadcast every other Saturday instead of on a weekly basis. Given the fact that I have to work every day and have a multitude of other projects I'm working on in the community, and also considering going back to school to work on my master's degree, I need adequate time to prepare the show so that I can bring the best information and quality show to you when I'm on the air. With the hectic pace during the week, it just doesn't seem to be enough hours in the day to complete everything. And pulling a show together, you know, at the last minute is definitely not conducive to the professional demeanor that I'd like the show to have. So we're contemplating that change and looking forward to some other format changes for in the Spirit in the upcoming year. So this will be the last show for 2010 for us. And we want to take the opportunity to wish you and your family a very safe, prosperous holiday season. And whatever you do, just remember to stay in the spirit. Some special announcements today. Earlier in the week, on December 15th, the Christian community lost one of the founding fathers of the Miracle and Faith Healing Ministries, Evangelist Oral Roberts. Our hearts go out to his family. Evangelist Roberts made his transition on Tuesday, December 15th, at the age of 91. And I'd like to take a moment to read some highlights from an article that I was reading about him in the newspaper. And one of the people who's quoted in this article is a professor of history at Duke University, the Divinity School there. And he's quoted as saying, other than Billy Graham, Martin Luther King Jr., and maybe Jerry Falwell, it would be hard to name a different religious leader of more importance. Oral Roberts was born in 1918 in Baby, Oklahoma. And Roberts founded, and I didn't know this little bit of history about him, his faith was founded from his childhood, healing that he received in his childhood. He was healed of stuttering, and he had a case of tuberculosis. And while attending a healing revival at the age of 7, that converted him and began his belief in faith healing, thus led into his faith healing ministry, which he dedicated the rest of his life to. Within a few decades, he became the leading figure in the Pentecostal ministry, the old charismatic movement that highlights speaking in tongues and other gifts of the Spirit. His ministry's daily program, The Place for Miracles, is still broadcasting worldwide on the internet, and his Abundant Life prayer group is still taking prayer requests, and that was a spokesman from his organization. He's also the founder of Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and that opened in about 1965, and then a decade later he added a professional school. He and Evangelist Billy Graham were really good friends, and Billy Graham was quoted in this article by, after a statement that he made Tuesday. He called Oral Roberts a friend, a great friend in the ministry, and he added that I loved him as a brother. And Graham, who is also 91 years old, and when he spoke to Oral Roberts last about 3 weeks ago, and Billy Graham is quoted as saying that Roberts told him he was near the end of his life's journey. And he made that transition again on Tuesday, December 15th. And again, our hearts go out to Oral Roberts and his family. And I also like to mention, and I got some email requests about this, that the winner of the free copy of Release Your Brilliance by Simon Bailey, when he was on the show, she did get the free copy, and she emailed me to let me know that as well. So I'm happy that she finally received that copy. It seemed like it took a long time for her to get to her, so it finally arrived, and congratulations again to Elaine. So we start this journey of spiritual enlightenment as we move through various phases of our lives, and we must not stop until we've achieved the level of consciousness that is aiding us in changing our behaviors and views on life. And that sums up what our spiritual journey is all about. Changing our behaviors and our views on life. It's okay to gain all the knowledge that you can possibly gain and read all the books and talk the talk, but if the behavior doesn't change and your views about life doesn't change, then what is the purpose? Just to walk around and sounding intellectual to impress other people, that is not the purpose of the journey. We are to be the change. We are to be the light in this world that shines so that people who are still in darkness will be drawn to us and in turn be affected by that light and want to become a part of that spiritual journey. So if you are not living as you were created to live, make the decision now to get back into the promised land. Get back, come into the light. Contemplate and commune with the Most High until you feel the ecstatic vibrations filling your consciousness. That is what's so important about this whole journey. We have to be in tune with the Spirit of God that is inside of us. And you will definitely know when you've made that connection, because you will feel the vibrations. You will feel the change. You will feel connected to the very source, the life force of your being. And another thing that's important for us to remember on this journey is that the words that we speak are so very important in helping us to elevate our mindset and to change our views and perspective on life. By our words, we are justified, and by our words, we will be condemned. And that's from the Bible. I believe it's in Matthew 12:37. And it also tells us in the Bible that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto us. So think about what it is that you want to do for you. And I know at this time of year, a lot of people have tendencies to make all kinds of resolutions to do things better, to change certain habits, to develop new habits. But that's not anything that we who are on our spiritual journey need to wait to confess at the end or the beginning of a new year. We should be making those confessions every single day to change our behavior, to develop new habits and attitudes, and to change our thought process. And it's a daily, moment-by-moment process, and not something that you just confess once a year and then fall back into your old patterns of behavior. So whatever it is that you want to do with your life, think about what you want to do for you. And success is that which you feel that you have to accomplish at any given point in time, and the joy of living while working toward that accomplishment. So think about, what do you want to achieve in your life as an individual before you make your transition? What kind of life would you bring? What kind of life would bring you the greatest joy while you are in the process of achieving? That is definitely something to think about. And I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge a couple of people in the chat room. And if you think something, Dead Man Walking, thank you for your comments. If you think something, it is like saying it, absolutely, because what you think is what's going to be projected out into the universe. And that's where a lot of our thoughts and everything are formed in what we're thinking. So whatever you're thinking is going to come out of your mouth one way or another. And you have to control those thoughts. You have to be very conscious about the things that you're thinking. If we have to be sort of like a gatekeeper over our minds, actually, and the things that we allow into our minds, the things that we look at, the things that we hear. We have to be very, very careful about that, because if we're not aware on a conscious level of what we're thinking, which subsequently leads to the things that we say, which subsequently leads to our behavior, we'll be doing and saying things that don't line up. We'll be doing and saying things and thinking things that we don't want to think and don't really know why. And the reason for that is that we're being programmed subliminally, whether or not we realize it. So it's very, very important to be mindful of the things that you watch on television, the things that you just look at in general, and the things that you listen to. I was listening to another broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and one of the host of the show was reading an article that had a very negative content. And the co-host said, well, you know, it's things like that that I don't like to listen to because I don't want that stuff in my spirit. And that is so true, because whether or not we partake of that, everything has some kind of energy or some kind of vibration. It's either going to be a positive vibration or a negative vibration. And it's going to affect your spirit one way or the other. And so we are gatekeepers over our spirit. And it's very important, again, I'll reiterate that, to be mindful of the things that you read, the things that you listen to, and the things that you say. And thank you for your comments, Dead Man Walking. I appreciate that. I also like to, and we had talked about this when my co-host Sandra Bouton joined me for a couple of segments, and she'll be back again in 2010. She's got a lot going on right now in her life, and we just hold her up in the highest regards. And this is a quote by Mary Ann Williamson, and again, we talked about that. But this came up in my spirit when I was dealing with a situation at work, and it just brought me so much joy and really lifted me up at a time where a situation could have gotten totally out of hand. And if you haven't heard it, I'll read it again to you. And it's, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant? Who am I to be gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And that is so powerful, because the situation that I was dealing with at work was so appropriate, because the person was trying to demean me and make me feel inferior. And I'm proud to say that I recently received my bachelor's degree in Christian ministries, and it was a long journey. It was a 7-year journey for me to complete my college degree. And for some reason, her spirit just changed toward me, and she started becoming very, very antagonistic. And I just want to let these kids out there know, while you have the chance to get your education and you're still young, go ahead and do that and put that behind you. I'm trying to read at the same time. Dead Man Walking is making a lot of comments in the chat room, and I appreciate that. If you want to call in, the toll-free, well, it's not a toll-free number, but the number to call into the station, if you'd like to call in to add your comments live on the show, the number to call in is 646. Sorry about that. My telephone fell. Okay, well, the guest call-in number again is 646-716-5180, and I'd love to hear from you live, because it's kind of hard for me to multitask and do all this stuff at the same time, but I do appreciate your participation in the chat room, and that's for anyone who'd like to call into the show to add your comments live. Again, the number is 646-716-5180. And Dead Man Walking is saying, my mother always said to be nice to other people, no matter how much you dislike them. I have to chuckle on that because your mother is right. And a lot of times that's so hard for us to do, but that's what the spirit of love is all about. Because we can change their attitude by being nice to people, no matter how they treat us. So that is so true, and thank you so much for your chat. Your comments in the chat room. And so I'd like to, this is the holiday show, so we want to keep in the spirit of the holiday, and one of the things that I'd like to talk about also, we have the Christmas season coming up, and then after that we have New Year's, and then we also have the Kwanzaa holiday. And that's a holiday that a lot of the African-American communities celebrate. And Kwanzaa is actually a celebration of family, community, and culture. And so it's founded on seven principles and was created to introduce and reinforce these seven basic values of the African culture, which contribute to building and reinforcing family, community, and culture among African American and other people throughout the world. And the seven principles are, also, it's very symbolic. I haven't actually experienced a Kwanzaa celebration. I'd love to, and maybe one day host one, but that's something that I'm working on as well. So the seven basic symbols that go along with these values, and there's two supplemental ones. In the Jewish culture, they have the menorah with the seven candles, and Kwanzaa follows that same principle. They have the menorah with seven candles, but each one represents, as well as in the Jewish community, each one represents a value or a concept that's reflective to that culture. And so one of the symbols is called, it's M-A-Z-A-O, Mazio, which means the crops. And these are symbolic of the African harvest celebrations of the rewards of the production and collection of their labor. And so these symbols are all, every day you light a candle and then you take one of the symbols and then you reflect on what the relevance of that symbol is with one of the principles for that day as well. And so another symbol is M-K-E-K-A, which is the mat. And this is symbolic of the tradition and history and the foundation on which the African culture is built on. And then the candle holder itself is a canary, and it is symbolic of the roots of our parents and the whole African continent. And then you have the corn also, which is, I'm going to spell this, is M-U-H-I-N-D-I, and that's symbolic of our children and our future, which the future of our children, which they embody. And then the seven candles, it's called, I'll spell this, is M-I-S-H-U-M-A-A-S-A-B-A, which is Mishuma Saba. And the seven candles are symbolic of the seven principles, which the African people are urged to live by in order to rescue and reconstruct their lives in their own image and according to their own needs. And then you have the cup of unity, which is called, this is symbolic of the foundational principles and the practice of unity, which makes all else possible. And then, of course, when you go to the Kwanzaa celebrations on the seventh day, everyone is supposed to bring a gift. And that part, that seventh day, is referred to as Zawadi, Zawadi. And these are, and the gifts that you bring are symbolic of the labor and love of the parents and the commitment made and kept by the children. So that's one of the things that I love about the Kwanzaa celebration is the significance of it. It's a celebration of family, community, and culture, and we really do, as a society, need to get back to those basic values and those basic principles that we seem to be getting away from in the hectic society that we live in today. And so, you know, the Christian holiday has lost its significance because it's all about the gift giving and getting. You know, you don't really acknowledge the significance of that day, the birth of Christ. And we lose that and get caught up in spending money, buying a lot of gifts, material things. And that, to me, I haven't really celebrated Christmas in over 10 years now. When I was living in California, you know, because I'm so grateful for my life and just being alive and having the opportunity to make a difference in the world. And in the midst of everything that we do, that should always be the gold in the back of our mind, even when we're on our spiritual journey, to make a difference in the world, to make a difference in somebody's life, because people are brought into our lives for a season and for a reason. And when we're on our journey, when we're trying to be the best that we can and do the best that we can, it's important for us to try to uplift and help someone else make their lives better in the process. So we want to be the living sacrifices that make the difference in the world and in our own circle of influence. So right now what I'd like to do is take a break and play one of my favorite songs, and this is by Kurt Carr and the Kurt Carr Singers, and it's appropriate for this time of year, and it's called Holy, Holy, Holy. So take a listen.
Holy, holy,
Journey I'm on, that song is going to always do it for me. I tell you, I was there when they recorded that song live, and I've heard a lot of different renditions of it, but to actually to be in that auditorium when they were performing that song live, that was a spectacular moment in my life that I will always remember and treasure. And I know Kurt Carr because I attended West Angeles and had the opportunity to work with them on several occasions. So I needed to share that with you and got that out of my system, and thank you for indulging me. So back to the principles of Kwanzaa, we touched on the symbols of Kwanzaa, and so the seven principles of Kwanzaa are Umoja, U-M-O-J-A, which means unity, and that means to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. The next principle of Kwanzaa is spelled K-U-J-I-C-H-A-G-U-L-I-A. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that one, which means self-determination. And the meaning of that principle is to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. And that's what I admonish each and every one of you to do who's listening to me today, every single day of your life. Define yourself. Don't let anyone ever define who you are. Name yourself and only answer to the name that you want to become. The next principle is spelled U-J-I-M-A, and that one is collective work and responsibility. And the meaning of Ujima is to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. How relevant is that now today in our communities? If we just take a moment to care about our neighbors and do what we can to help them, because we've all gone through something at one point or another in our lifetime, so we should be able to relate to what other people go through. And if it's in your power to do so, help a brother or a sister out. Help them solve their problems. A lot of people are hurting and in need of solutions to some of the most basic problems in life. And if you've gone through some things in your life and have successfully overcome those things, share that solution with somebody else who you see or know that's going through the same thing. The fourth principle of the seven principles of Kwanzaa is spelled U-J-A-M-A-A, Ujamaa, which means cooperative economics. And the principle behind that word is to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses and to profit from them together. The next principle in the Kwanzaa, of the seven Kwanzaa principles, is N-I-A, which means purpose, and N-I-A is to make our collective vocation, the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. I think if we all started practicing that one principle, that would probably help alleviate some of the gang violence and other violent activity that are going on in a lot of the communities today. The next principle of the seven principles of Kwanzaa is spelled K-U-U-M-B-A, and Kuumba means creativity. And that principle stands for to do always as much as we can in the way we can, in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. How powerful is that? And the last principle of the seven Kwanzaa principles is spelled I-M-A-N-I, Imani, which means faith. To believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggles. If we can teach these principles to our young brothers and sisters, this world, our communities, our neighborhoods would be so much better off. This, to me, talks about respect for our parents, respect for our teachers, respect for our leaders, respect for the struggle and the victory, not staying in the struggle, but the victory over our struggles. That is going to do it for this show, the last show of 2009 for In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. I look forward to coming to you live again in 2010. We will return on Saturday, January 16th, 2010. Namaste, and stay in peace, stay in the spirit.